Welcome to Conspiracy Theories, where we uncover the truth. This episode entails Columbia, South Carolina's old mental asylum. Is it haunted, or is it just another old building? We will dive deep and discover all the facts. It is believed that some of the patients who died in the mental institute have stuck around. Visitors have described seeing strange shadows and hearing hospital sounds and the disembodied cries and screams of former patients. First, let's look at the history behind the creepy and eerie mental asylum. Built between 1822 and 1827, the Babcock Building was South Carolina's mentally ill asylum for nearly 200 years. It wasn't until December 12, 1828 that the first patient was admitted. The hospital only admitted patients wealthy enough to pay for their own care. By the 1850s, there was a large population of people being admitted into the asylum. It became harder to collect fees, and the asylum grew more dependent on state funding. Due to a large number of people being admitted, land was needed for new buildings and for patient recreation and gardens. During the Civil War, funding problems grew worse. They couldn't afford to take care of all the patients, so during the war, the grounds were used as a prison camp for Union officers. The conditions of the asylum had gotten worse due to a lack of funding. Despite worsening conditions late in the war, the asylum became a refuge for many Columbia residents when the city burned. Like the rest of South Carolina, the asylum struggled to survive in the aftermath of the war. Flash forward to the 1950s, where the asylum held over 5,000 patients. By the 1970s, the population declined to a more manageable 3,000. At the end of the 70s, a medical trend came about stating that it was harmful to hold patients for long periods of time. Slowly, people started to leave the mental institute, and eventually the asylum closed for good. The asylum is filled with rich history and has been standing in the city of Columbia forever, so something has to be haunting it then, right? Unfortunately, due to the property being restricted, we couldn't take a look inside the building, but let's take a look to see what some Columbia natives think about the asylum.
When I was younger, my friends and I would try to sneak in the asylum and we never had a haunted experience. But I think it's just an old-looking building and nothing haunts it.
One time I went to the asylum, and I've always been a skeptic about, like, the supernatural. But when I went in there, I really felt like there was something there with me. Like, it was just this eerie presence.
After researching and interviewing people, it's hard to say if it's actually haunted or not. I guess the only way to figure it out is to go see it for yourself. Thanks for listening in, and I'll see you next time.